Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
We're coming back to the book of 1 Timothy today. I'm going to tackle a couple chapters here. 1 Timothy is in the New Testament. It's a short book. It was actually a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a young pastor named Timothy who was pastoring in the city of Ephesus. And I think one of the things that we need to wrestle with as we dig into these chapters is that we all know people whose lives are going sideways, don't we? We all know people who are making a mess, who are things are falling apart, they're making mistakes, you're making just bad decisions. And there are people that we see, and we see them, and we just go, oh, you're such an idiot. Then there are other people that we just, not, you guys would never do this, but some people might, like, they don't even give a you're an idiot. They just do the single finger salute to them, right? And it's like, oh my goodness. And then there's this group of people that you guys see who are making these decisions, making these mistakes, going through these pathways, and your heart just breaks because of the decisions they're making and the things that they're doing in their lives. And you are broken for them. And you want to grab them. You want to shake them. You want to hug them. You want to hold them. You want to take them by the hand. You want to lead them. You want to show them a better way, right? There's a good number of people in your lives that you are just desperate to see them change. And most of us in this room would fall into one of two categories of how we approach that and how we even approach change in our own lives. One group of us would feel like it is mainly about what you believe. It's what you believe that matters. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you trust him? Do you know about him? Do you know the Word of God? Do you know your Bible? Are you in it? Are you reading it? Is that part of your life? Because it is believing that saves you. It is believing that matters. It is believing that changes you. And the more you know, and the more you know the Scriptures, and the more you know God, the stronger your faith will be. And if you feel like if the more you know, the better you'll be at connecting with those people who are lost and just going down the wrong path. And if you feel like if you can just convince them to believe, that would change everything. And then there's another group of us who have a slightly different perspective. And you feel like what it really boils down to is less about what you believe, but it's more about what you do. It's how you live your life. How you talk to people. It's about doing the right thing at the right time. It's about knowing what was right and what is wrong and choosing to do what is right. Choosing and living out the characteristics of Jesus. That you need to actually live it out, and that if you live it out, then that is the thing that really saves you. That is the thing that really matters, and that is the thing that's going to make a difference to the people around you. And you don't need to convince them. You just want to help them change their behavior, because it's not just about what you think. It's really about changing how they live their lives. And so most of us would fall into one of those two camps. You think it's either what you believe or it's what you do. Well, in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and 4, Paul writes a bunch of stuff to this young pastor. And he goes through and he explains, like, if you're going to be a leader in the church, you need to be doing this and this and this. And if you want to have authority in the church, you need to avoid these things and avoid those things. And this is how you should be taking care of your family. And he goes through all these instructions about what he's supposed to do. And then he also goes through and says, oh, by the way, you know that there are people out there that are teaching things that are false, and you need to make sure that you hold to the right teaching and that you believe only what is true. And he goes through that in both of these chapters. And I'm not going to read them to you today. You guys have your Bibles. You guys have your Bible apps. You guys have access to it online. Go ahead, read that, okay? 1 Timothy chapter 3 and 4, go through that. But I want to highlight two verses. Through all of that, Paul says in chapter 4, verse 7, he says, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. And then down chapter 4, verse 16, he says to this young pastor, he says, watch your life and doctrine, what you believe, what you teach, closely. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Let me say this again. Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. How I'm going to sum it up is this way. It takes both truth and action to save lives. It takes both truth and action to save lives. One without the other is useless. If you believe it, but you don't live it, your belief is useless. If your belief has no effect on how you live your life and the things that you physically do, then your belief does not matter. And if you don't believe it, and you think, oh, I'm just going to do the right thing, but you have no belief behind it, then eventually you will start doing the wrong thing. Without the belief, your actions will fall apart. One without the other is useless. You need both of them. You know, that when you have a set of tires, if the tires are bald and the tires are not inflated properly, the car is not going to move right. If you overinflate the tires, but there's no tread on the tires, it's not going to move right. And if your tires have great tread, but it's not inflated right, your car is not going to move right. It has both. It needs both. It needs to be the proper tire pressure, and you cannot be driving on bald tires. They've got to have tread on them. You need both of them. One without the other makes your vehicle malfunction. Actually, can cause accidents, which not only puts your life in jeopardy, but puts everybody else on the road at jeopardy. And you can't say, well, they're brand new tires. I didn't inflate them, but they're brand new tires, so we should be good. And you can't say, yeah, my tires are bald, but they're at the right tire pressure. They got no leaks. They're as bald as Pastor Evan's head. But they ain't got leaks, so we're good to go. No. You need both. If you want to move, if you want to go, if you want to get someplace, if you want to be safe on the road, you need both. You need both action and truth to save lives. What does that mean? What does that look like? Quite simply, we know and believe that God wants to save people. So we don't write anyone off. We believe that God is a God of peace. So we refuse to create chaos and gossip and drama. We believe that Jesus defeated death. And so we will not be a people of fear. We believe that Jesus defeated sin. And so we believe that we can live in righteousness, doing the right thing at the right time, and we don't have to surrender to sin, and we don't have to keep on sinning, and we don't have to just accept that we are going to be sinners, but that He can give us a victory over sin, and there can actually be change in our lives. We believe that God created the family. And so we fight for our marriages, and we fight for our kids, and we fight for the unborn. We believe that God values children. And so we train them patiently. And not just our own kids, but the kids that are around us. We believe that Jesus put others ahead of Himself. And so we become a people of generosity, of sacrifice, and of selflessness, seeking the benefit and the blessing and the good of others before we are concerned about ourselves. We believe that we are all unworthy of that love of God. Don't deserve it. We have it, but we don't deserve it. And so we refuse to be proud and full of ourselves. And we become people of humility. We become people who give, who love, who fight for others, who do what's right, no matter who's watching, what the consequences are. And you know what? Paul says, you watch your life and your doctrine closely and persevere in them. And if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. He's saying that if you watch what you believe and you live it out, then your life will be changed, you will be saved, and the people around you will be saved, and the people around you will be changed. You have those people in your lives. You have those people that you are desperate to change, those people that you are desperate to reach. They may be your family. They may be your parents. They may be your brother or your sister. They may be your kids. They may be your grandkids. They may be coworkers. They may be friends. They may be people that you watch them on the street, or you just people that you hear about in the community, and something inside of you just breaks for them. And those people that you secretly can't admit that you kind of, sort of, kind of hate, you let your heart break for them too. even if they're a politician. And Paul says to this young pastor, you make sure you study the Word of God, and you know what God says, and you know what He says is true, and you hold to it, and you don't fall for any of those myths, any of that false teaching, any of the lies of the enemy or the lies of the world. You don't fall for any of that. You stay focused. You believe the right things and you live it out. And if you persevere in what you believe and while you live, not only will that have an effect on your life, not only will that change how you live and how you die and how you were raised to life, but you will find that the people around you get saved and get changed. It takes both truth and action to save lives. If you feel like you are in either one of those camps where it's just what you believe or it's just what you do, you need to settle, you need to give that up, and you need to accept that it takes both. That one without the other is useless. And if you want to see your life changed, and if you want to see the lives of those around you saved, you've got to accept both truth and action. Now that's great for all of you who already profess to follow Jesus and are looking at others around you and you're fighting for them. That's what you've got to take from this, is you've got to accept and you've got to dig into the truth and you've got to make sure that it gets applied in action in your life, okay? Because if you want to reach people around you, it takes both. But there may be some of you in this room or who end up listening to this recording, and you fall into those camps in a little different way. You may be thinking, you know what, I don't need to believe in Jesus. I just need to do good things. And if I do good things, then I'll get good things. And when I die, good things will happen. Or you may think, you know what, it's not even really about what I do, but I believe that there's good in the world, and I believe that if I hope for the right things, it really doesn't matter. As long as you believe something, that's what's going to happen in your life, or that's what's going to happen after you die. And these words may not matter to you, but I need to tell you that neither of those things are going to work out. Doing good stuff isn't enough. Believing something isn't enough. You got to believe what's true. You can believe that you can fly and go jump off a building. Like there are medical terms for people that believe things that are not true. And doing good things for the wrong reasons corrupts them. And it does damage to your own heart, and it ends up doing damage to other people's hearts. And you've seen that. You've done that in your own life. You've done right things, but for the wrong reason, and seen how that's corrupted and twisted relationships and hasn't played out right. And so I've got to tell you today, the only way to see your life saved and the lives of those around you saved is both truth and action together. believe that this book is truth. And I believe that if you test it, you will find that it's true. That when it says something, it plays out to be true. And when you live it out, you'll see things change. And so if you're in that camp today where you're like, I don't know if I believe this, or I don't want to live this, or whatever, I just need to say to you, it takes both truth, the truth of God, and living that out in action for your life to be saved. The worship team's going to come up, and they're going to do two or three more songs here. And I want us to really process this. It may not be super complicated. Maybe you already know it. Maybe you've already engaged with it. Maybe you're wrestling with it. Maybe you want to ignore it. I don't know. I don't know where you are. But I want you just to use these next few songs, this time that we've got, to allow God to speak to you and take these words and really kind of push it from your ears into your brain and down into your heart and let it just take over who you are. For you, for your life, for your family, for those around you, for our community, for those people that desperately need someone to come by them and save their life. It takes both truth and action to save lives.